Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, soft day here, especially for the beans and the wheat.
You know, we did, and you look at the soybeans, and certainly finding some support on Friday from a lower acreage number, and you look at the crop conditions, they remained unchanged from last week, and it's one of the lowest rated crops since 2012, and I think the second lowest since 1988, and you know, that's supportive news, but you know, 8% of the beans still left to be planted, and traders, you know, kind of waffling around with that PP number for soybeans, and you know, were there more acres planted, but a little setback there. Wheat certainly feeling some pressure, double-digit losses in those winter wheat contracts with some harvest pressure and pretty good yields being reported. And the crop conditions also improved 2%. And in corn, you know, the upside may be limited there with the weakness in the wheat complex. Those crop condition ratings unchanged, and traders were looking for a slight improvement in that number yesterday. And those ratings also the poorest since 2012 and the second lowest since 1993. And then you, there's an awful lot of talk about these PP acres, Randy, and USDA is going to survey the farmers again here in July and release those numbers on August 12th. So we'll see what happens here in about 5 weeks.
I think, too, there's a lot of uncertainty amongst traders, even with those crop condition ratings, because it's not taking into account, they're saying, how late this crop is.
You know, I think there's a lot of debate about that as well, and certainly we are later planted, and you hear, you know, different states and the condition ratings being poor, and then, you know, the stands and emergence, you know, not were certainly not ideal, and you know, that there's going to be an awful lot of conversation, I think, again, as we move forward with that, and we may not see some of those answers until we get the combines in the field.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. And then who's to say anything, how the season if you know, finishes out, too, temperature-wise? You know, it could be, who knows?
You know, it certainly is. You see some weather forecasts now that are maybe turning a little hotter and drier, and we've got a later planted crop, and then, you know, we'll be talking about some frost dates as we move down the line here, too, and certainly the growing degree units as we move forward as well.
Feeder cattle market had a good day today.
They did, and you know, I think certainly finding some recent support again from the pressure in the corn and the wheat markets. We had a stronger cash market last week, and some follow through in that again today. And you know, we went down and touched and made some new lows last week. Certainly, some short covering coming into play. The live cattle, both sides have unchanged for most of the session. You know, the futures are at a discount, and we had the boxes that were a little firmer today. But, again, I think numbers have been more than adequate there. And kind of the same story with the lean hogs. Again, large supplies coming to town here in the U.S., but talk of tighter world stocks, you know, provide some support. And the cutouts were up 15 cents this morning.
Anything else we need to be talking about or to be aware of?
You know, I think weather's certainly going to be discussed and watched, I think, as we move into this crop and how it progresses here, you know, over the next couple of months. And we'll be looking for that report out in August, certainly a bigger one again from USDA, you know, from what they gave us for numbers last Friday. So I think weather's going to be a big thing. We'll see if the Chinese demand comes through with, you know, talk. And there were some rumors today that maybe they were sniffing around for some soybeans in the Pacific Northwest, but no confirmations of any sales that are made. But again, I think, you know, we'll keep an eye on the Chinese negotiations, too, as we move forward.
Brian Strumman at Progressive Ag Marketing.